get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Well, welcome everybody back to another episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm your host, Gary Willis, and some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this episode. First, we're going to talk about Shadows of the Empire, a fan film Kickstarter project. And then as we move into some Episode 7 news, we're going to talk about the new Episode 7 news page that opens over Galactic Voyage. We're also going to talk about new Star Wars movies happening every summer starting in 2015. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about Kathleen Kennedy as she was honored with the 2013 Pioneer of the Year Award at CinemaCon. And then as we move into Clone Wars news, we're going to take a look at the 2012 Behind the Voice Actors Awards. And lastly, as we come through the day, we'll talk about the story of The Empire Strikes Back, LP, Part 3 from 1980. So let's go ahead and jump right into the news today.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
So the first thing we're going to talk about in our episode today is Shadows of the Empire, the fan film Kickstarter project. Filmmaker Ethan Belden is working on acquiring the funds to create a very high-quality fan film of the 1996 smash hit Shadows of the Empire. Let's listen to Ethan as he describes his upcoming project and more about the history of Shadows of the Empire.
Hello. My name is Ethan Belden. I am the director, writer, and artist of the Star Wars Shadows of the Empire fan film adaptation. To start things off, we would like to explain to you what Star Wars Shadows of the Empire is, in case you have never heard of it before. Star Wars Shadows of the Empire is a multimedia project that was created by Lucasfilm in 1996. It is an interquel set between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. The story includes a lot of information that was left unexplained in the original Star Wars trilogy. There are many details involving Luke Skywalker's training and transformation into a Jedi Knight. It also explains how he built his lightsaber that you see in Return of the Jedi. The project took advantage of several commercial possibilities, similar to that of a full motion picture. Lucasfilm produced an entire lineup of action figures, spaceships, and other toys that had fit in seamlessly with the other Star Wars merchandise. The novel for Shadows of the Empire was written by Steve Perry, which was later adapted into a revolutionary Star Wars video game for the Nintendo 64 and Windows PC. Shadows of the Empire amazingly even had its own musical score, composed by Joel McNeely, including borrowed compositions by John Williams. The score consists of 10 impressive tracks, 9 of them original and exclusive to Shadows of the Empire. This musical score provides incredible possibilities in the aid of creating a fresh and mind-blowing Star Wars movie experience. Now that we have touched down on what Shadows of the Empire is, we would like to explain our plans on how to make this into a reality, and also show you some of the work that we have completed for the project. The very first thing that we want to make clear is that we wish to use as little CGI as possible. We feel that it should only be used for mandatory things, such as laser blasts and lightsaber effects, and instead use realistic props, model kits, and special effects makeup to get the job done. Here is an example of something that we can achieve with a model kit rather than CGI. This is a model of Dash Brendar's ship, the Outrider. Unfortunately, we do not have this model in our possession at this time, so we are unable to film it and bring it to life. However, if we obtain the models for the spaceships in this film, we can film it against a green screen and bring Star Wars space battles back to you just as they were in the original movies. There are many model kits out there for all of the Star Wars spaceships with amazing detail at affordable prices. For wide-angle shots, or shots that include distant scenery, we can actually use paintings. Here is a painting that was originally made for Return of the Jedi. At the epilogue of the Shadows of the Empire video game, this painting was inserted to conclude the Shadows storyline and to tie in with Return of the Jedi. In this particular shot, which was also used in Return of the Jedi, the majority of the shot is actually a painting. Have a look for yourself. It is amazing how high-scaled of a shot you can make with simply a painting. We have a few examples that we've made ourselves. Here is a painting of Tatooine that we've made, with a lone moisture evaporator in the scene. In this painting, we show the city of Coruscant. That large building you see there is Xizor's palace. Xizor is the main antagonist of the Shadow storyline. As for things in the film that will need to be custom made, such as the Imperial Guard armor, we can use something called paper CUDA. It is a method of printing out a 3D model into paper. With the use of this mixed in with fiberglass and Bondo, we can make amazing looking armor and props that would be extremely cost effective and still give amazing results. We can also use this method to help create sets, as you can use it to make any shape imaginable. There are some truly amazing props out there. With the help of these pledges and just a few dedicated Star Wars fans, we can make this film into an amazing experience. One more thing that we would like to assure you is that the pledges will only be used specifically for materials needed to make the film. Traveling expenses, acting expenses, including any other expenses that are not specifically for materials that will be presented in the film, will be paid out of our own incomes. Completing this project will be an incredible challenge for us to accomplish. We will not finalize the film until we find that it is a truly fulfilling Star Wars experience for generations to come. One last thing that we would like to go over is rewards. If you pledge $10 or more, you will receive your name in the credits. If you pledge $25 or more, you will receive a hard copy of the film. If you pledge $50 or more, you will also receive a custom-made Shadows of the Empire t-shirt. If you pledge $125 or more, you will also receive a 19x13-inch custom-made movie poster for the film. If you pledge $250 or more, you will instead receive a 36x24-inch movie poster. This concludes our commentary.
Now, if you would like to keep up with Ethan's progress, or you would like to make a donation to his project, you can follow him on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Star Wars Shadows of the Empire. Now for some Episode 7 news. Just wanted to let you all know that the Episode 7 news page is now open at Galactic Voyage, and you can access it easily at the top of the page. You can get all the latest sequel news in one convenient location. If an article has any spoilers, I'll be sure that it'll be hidden by default, and you can reveal them if you're interested in those spoilers. I'm anticipating the release of the new Star Wars information, and I'm sure it's going to start coming out more and more every day. So be sure to go and check it out over at galactic-voyage.com and click on the Episode 7 news page. That's hard to believe, but according to IGN, we're going to be getting a new Star Wars movie every summer. IGN reported this at CinemaCon event in Las Vegas, and Disney and Lucasfilm revealed there that beginning in 2015 with Star Wars Episode 7, a new film set in the galaxy created by George Lucas will be released each summer. Now, J.J. Abrams' Episode 7 will come first in the summer of 2015, and would be followed every summer after with another Star Wars movie, alternating between the standalone films we've all heard about and the new trilogy that begins with Episode 7. So we will see Episode 7 in 2015, Episode 8 in 2017, and Episode 9 in 2019. So we will be getting one of the main saga movies every 2 years instead of the traditional three. This is where we're having the additional resources at Disney allow us to have shorter production times and be able to pull something like this off. Now the hard part we'll be trying to figure out for us, and for me, is how to determine what spoilers and information belong to which movie. I guess it's a pretty great problem to have, but it's pretty interesting to see how we're going to move forward with each of these movies and kind of keep them separated. And I actually kind of think that every 2 years would be pretty good as a fan and as a person who's going to present Star Wars news and information to you, because that gives us time to kind of dissect what we've learned, see the things that we see, and be able to give you that information. So somehow we're going to have to really ramp up. We've had the 3 years in between each movie the previous time that we've done this, and now we're going to really have to start digging information, giving you information very quickly on a year-by-year basis. And sometimes I'm sure there's going to be multiple movies going on at the same time that we're going to be giving you information on, and then trying to keep that information separate and figuring out which one goes where. So let's keep a lookout for a new Star Wars movie every single year. It's definitely a great, exciting time to be a Star Wars fan. Now, Kathleen Kennedy was named the 2013 Pioneer of the Year at the CinemaCon convention. At the convention, she provided some Episode 7 tidbits, and she stated, "We're working on getting a script. We're working with the director, J.J. Abrams, every week. We're having a great time, and I think we're going to come up with something really wonderful." Now, let's listen to an interview she provided with Clever Movies at the event.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're being honored as a pioneer. How do you think that you've pioneered this industry?
Oh, I can't say that I necessarily pioneered the industry, but I feel very fortunate to be in the company of people that certainly have gotten this award in the past and have had such an important participation in the film industry. So it's great to be a part of that.
You've had a really exciting past year, an incredible year. What has been your most exciting career moment?
Oh, God. I would say, to be honest, right now, I'm really enjoying stepping into the role of running Lucasfilm. I think it's expanded many of the things that I never imagined I'd be able to be a part of, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And I think certainly down the road to make another Star Wars movie and to carry on the legacy of George Lucas, it doesn't get much better than that.
Speaking of Star Wars, how did you get J.J. Abrams to sign on?
You know, J.J., along with many other people, grew up with Star Wars, and Star Wars means so much to him. It had everything to do with why he got into the business. So I can't take a huge amount of credit. I mean, I don't want to say I pressured him. I certainly pushed him gently to consider it seriously. But in the end, it was a decision he made on his own.
Speaking of Episode 7, are you guys going to be shooting in 3D or using IMAX cameras?
You know, we haven't really decided yet. We're still working on the script and working on the story and really sort of finding our way as to exactly what the approach will be. But all of the new technology is, of course, going to figure into Star Wars.
There's been a lot of talk about spinoffs. Is there anything in the works there? What characters are you considering?
Well, we're definitely writing those scripts, and we're determining what those spinoffs are going to be right now. So,
are you interested in having J.J. Abrams direct the whole trilogy?
You know, we'll have to see. I mean, that's the last thing I would sort of put on his plate right at the moment, because he's got his hands full just getting 7 done. But if that were a possibility down the road, of course we would consider that.
Are there any other directors in mind that you have in mind for spinoffs?
There's a lot of wonderful.
Can we get
directors.
Any names?
No. But there's a lot of really great people I've had conversations with. You know, you can only imagine that there's so many people that grew up with Star Wars that this is a really exciting time for them. So I think we're going to get some great talent.
Now let's hear just a little from an interview with Screen Slam.
Now, how important is secrecy for the company now, and how do you try and keep secrets considering how fast things travel now?
We talk about that all the time. I think the whole issue of confidentiality is going to be fascinating as we move into making the movie. If we're shooting anything, you know, outside, it's almost impossible to not, you know, have things end up on the internet. And so my feeling is you need to embrace that, especially with the fans around something like Star Wars. You need to recognize that they're important to the process, acknowledge that there are things that you're going to want to make sure they get to know. So I think that's something that we're going to monitor and pay attention to and differently about.
It was interesting to hear Kathleen's perspective about how J.J. Abrams came to accept the director's role and if we would see Episode 7 in 3D or even IMAX. Now, I hadn't really considered the IMAX option because it just wasn't available before. I was also very glad to hear that Kathleen's take on the fan community and that we're important to her by keeping us informed through the internet. I look forward to hearing more from Kathleen in the future, and I hope we don't have to wait too long to start hearing some really good stuff. Now, it doesn't happen very often, and I'm sure it won't happen much more in the future, but we do have some Clone Wars news today. We had the 2012 Behind the Voice Actors Awards, and the nominations are going on currently, and you can vote for those folks at this time. You know, it's also a shame that we've lost our favorite TV show, but it's great to see some of our favorite voice actors be nominated for their outstanding work on The Clone Wars. Now, let's take a look at some of the nominees that we have that have been nominated. James Arnold Taylor has been nominated for his work as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Sam Witwer has been nominated for his work as Darth Maul. Ashley Eckstein has been nominated for her work as Ahsoka. Nika Futterman has been nominated for her work as Asajj Ventress. Clancy Brown has been nominated for his work as Savage Opress. David Tennant has been nominated for his work as Hu Yang. And Corey Burton has been nominated as Cad Bane. So again, many congratulations to those that have been nominated, and we will hopefully see some of these folks as winners in their categories for their characters and their work on Star Wars The Clone Wars. So congratulations to them. So now sit back and relax. It's time for the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP, Part 3 from 1980. When we last left off, Darth Vader learns of the location of the hidden rebel base and orders the fleet to set their course for the Hoth system. He then orders General Veers to prepare his men.
As certain elements of the rebel forces prepare to fight a rearguard action, Princess Leia dispenses orders for the evacuation.
All troop carriers will assemble at the north entrance. The energy shield can only be opened for a short time. When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
Aye, sir.
Good luck.
Imperial walkers.
Gargantuan armored behemoths 20 stories high advance menacingly toward the rebel complex. Luke and his courageous squadron join in attack formation to face the awesome intruders.
Echo Station 5-7, we're on our way. All right, boys, keep tight now. All right, coming in. That armor's too strong for blasters. Rogue group, use your harpoons and tow cables. Go for the legs. It might be our only chance of stopping them. Rogue three.
Copy, rogue leader.
Set your harpoon. Follow me on the next pass.
A gunner makes ready the powerful suction-tipped harpoon as the fighter moves in for the pass.
Steady, rogue two. Activate harpoon. Good shot, Jensen!
The harpoon, trailing an unwinding cable, attaches itself to the impenetrable leg armor of the plotting Imperial walker. As the aircraft circles, the cable entangles its legs.
Cable out! Let her go! Detach cable!
The giant machine is brought to its knees. Meanwhile, the situation at the command center grows more perilous.
Why are you still here?
The command center's been hit.
You've got your clearance to leave.
worry, I'll leave. First, we're gonna get you to your ship.
Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered.
Come on, that's it.
Give the evacuation code signal. And get your transports.
Oh, wait for me! Begin retreat!
An Imperial laser blast seals the passageway leading to the transports in safety.
Transport, this is Solo. Better take off. I can't get to you. I'll get her out on the Falcon.
Where are you going? Come back!
Another blast starts an ice cave-in and all but buries the frightened C-3PO.
Hurry up, Goldenrod! You're gonna be a permanent resident!
Wait!
Then, more trouble. Stormtroopers. Dodging and running, the trio barely evades the deadly laser fire. Only steps ahead of the enemy, they reach the Millennium Falcon. As the attackers close in, Han and Chewie prepare for liftoff. Now their escape depends on the Falcon's unpredictable drive system.
Come on, come on!
Switch over. Let's hope we don't have a burnout.
Punch it!
The ship blasts off, bound for deep space and an uncertain destiny. But their journey is interrupted by the pursuing elements of the Imperial fleet.
I saw him.
Saw what?
Star Destroyer's two of them coming right at us.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
But stop!
They're getting closer.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble. That wasn't a laser blast. Something hit us. Chewie, set 271.
What are you doing? You're not actually going into an asteroid field.
They'd be crazy to follow us, wouldn't they? Said you want to be around when I made a mistake. Well, this could be it, sweetheart.
I take it back.
I'm going in closer to one of the big ones.
Closer?
Oh, closer? Suicide.
There, that looks pretty good.
Han dives skillfully into the gaping mouth of a bottomless crater.
Well, that was part three of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. Be sure to join us on our next episode as we come back and we have part four from these old records that we've transposed into digital, and hope you're enjoying these. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We started off the day with Shadows of the Empire, the fan film Kickstarter project. In Episode 7 news, we talked about how Galactic Voyage has a new Episode 7 section available for you. There's new Star Wars movies coming every single summer. Kathleen Kennedy has been honored with the 2013 Pioneer of the Year Award at CinemaCon. And in Clone Wars news, we had the 2012 Behind the Voice Actors Awards. And today we finished up with part three of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP. We're so glad that you joined us today. We hope that you'll come back soon and listen to another episode. Again, I'm your host, Gary Willis. And if you would like to send us any news or information, or if you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. You can reach us on email at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. You can always be sure to get the latest Star Wars news and information at galactic-voyage.com. Or if you want to just reach out on Twitter and have some conversations there, I can be reached at Galactic Voyage. So glad you joined us. Be sure to tune in next time, and always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.